Welcome to the Kids with Big Emotions podcast. I am your host, Andy Clark, and today we have with me a good friend of mine, a homeschooling mom who also is somebody that has an amazing business that helps kids with big emotions. She's helped my kids, and I'm super excited to be talking about everything that Christina does today. So thank you for joining us today, Christina.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yay. So I guess first, before we dive into what it is that you do, let's talk a little bit about homeschooling, because we haven't had I haven't had another homeschooling parent actually on here. You have four kids, which people need to know. Four absolutely amazing kids with very different personalities.
Yes.
And homeschooling looks different for everybody. I know for me, it's where we do a lot of online programs. We all homeschool different. And that's what I love about homeschooling is you can do what works for you and for your kids and all of that stuff. So for me, a lot of our homeschooling is online. You've been bringing a little bit about that into, but how do you homeschool your kids?
Okay, so we actually started when we went for that COVID March break. And then they told everybody to go on their tablets to continue their schooling. And that's when we pulled them and I said, we don't do a lot of online work. They're not on tablets, video games, and things like that. So I figured, you know what, let's pull them and then continue from there. So what we do is we do units. So at the beginning of the school year, I will sit down with them and say, you know what are you interested in learning? So we'll make a list. It's not a final list, but it's a list that we start off with. So for example, we'll do dinosaurs or planets or whatever they're interested in at that time. It's always Greek mythology. It's always, you know, there are always topics that keep coming back. And then we'll go from there. We'll go to the library. We'll borrow the books. We'll research. We'll come up with worksheets. And because there are four grades, I figure out things that each child can do based on their grade level in that unit. And then once we finish the unit, we'll either present it to family and friends or they'll do a book report. It just depends. And then we'll continue to the next unit.
And your kids are like high school, middle school, elementary. Like it's a whole mix.
Yes.
And they do it
yes.
all together. And then you have started using ChatGPT a little bit, I think.
Yes.
Helping with the diversity and figuring out how do I cater this subject to each of the kids?
Yes, which you introduced me to. So that's been such an amazing tool in our homeschooling journey, because there'll be a book that my high schooler will read. So he's in grade 10. And then a lot of times I don't have a chance to read the same book. So I'll go into ChatGPT and I'll say, you know, can you formulate 10 questions based on that book, which will help him to go through and then see if he's understood it. And then, you know, certain units that I have limited knowledge on, ChatGPT will help me come up with test questions or questions that will help us think more in depth in that unit.
And I remember too, like one of your kids is really into like Chinese culture and
yes.
all that stuff. So you had the Chinese yes. zodiac, and we were playing yes. around and figuring out what can we do for math out of this? And what can we do for English lit out of this? And what can
yes.
we do for art? And it spit out all of these different
it
languages
did.
Based
yeah.
on each of the grades that each child was in as well.
Yes, it was so amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. Awesome. Okay, so yeah, Christina and I, we get together, our kids play board games together, and then we started being active all together. And I learned through that Christina works in gemstones. And I didn't really know a lot about gemstones and how they could help. I had some, but when Christina looked up at all of them that I had, she's like, wow, you know, I think, what was it? You're like, these are all for such grounding. Like,
yeah, you had all the grounding stones, which is good because maybe at that time in, you know, in your journey, you needed that.
So what would grounding be for? I actually didn't even know what a grounding stone was. So
for example, I am always wearing my agate. So that's on my right hand side. And it's basically like going and hugging a tree. So you know the feeling that you get when you hug a tree? Shoes off, socks off, you're standing on grass, you're hugging a tree. That calmness mm-hmm. that comes over you, that's like wearing a grounding bracelet. Mm-hmm. So there are days when you're just overwhelmed, when you're when you just need that moment of zen and you can't, there's no spot to sit there and meditate, or there's no spot to just catch your breath. And so these gemstone bracelets, what I always do is I play around with them and it just gives me instant like calmness. It just washes over me. So agate is a really good one. I don't remember which one you had. I'm trying to think that your first initial bracelets that you started off with.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had a lot of grounding stones.
Yeah. And it's so fascinating. So let's backtrack a little bit to this, because you were working in law, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And you were working in law and you left and you got into this. Like, this was not something you've always been into. It was not something you've always believed in.
Yes.
Right. So how did you go from working in law to being out of corporate and getting into gemstones?
It was a long journey. So I was in law for 10 years. When I started having kids, high daycare costs, we had no childcare help. So I ended up leaving my career. I started my own business and I was doing a lot of kids bracelets, a lot of princess party favors, a lot of fun, colorful jewelry that I really enjoyed. And then I lost my mom almost 6 years ago. That was very sudden. So we were grieving that period. And then just as we were, well, you never get over grief, but just as things were calming down, I lost my mother-in-law. And then 3 weeks later, I lost my father-in-law. So it was a lot of loss in our family. We were having a hard time dealing. So one of our friends suggested, you know what, why don't you try obsidian? Why don't you try onyx? Put that on you and see if it makes you feel better. It did. And we were like, wow, we want to share this with others. You know, like, why keep that to ourselves? And that's when we started doing the Gem Expo. We started doing markets. We started doing shows where we could share our bracelets with others. And that's why our gemstone line is mostly in person. So we don't really sell that too much online because we want to see the difference it makes on somebody who picks it up. A lot of times we have customers that come and say, you know what, I'm looking for a rose quartz bracelet. And they'll put it on like, it doesn't feel me, like it doesn't feel like this is what I need. So then we'll suggest other things. So like amethyst, selenite, and then they'll try that. I'm like, yeah, I instantly feel a change. And so that's why we do a lot of markets with the gemstone bracelets. And so that's how we started. So we've been now doing it for 3 years. We do a lot of markets on the weekend and we love that. We love sharing our knowledge, which, you know, we're not in this for very long, but we love it. So it was a lot of learning. It was a lot of, you know, input from customers, a lot of research, and that's what we do now.
And you've taught me so much with.
Well, I try. I don't know a lot, but I do know.
It's been amazing. You know, this whole like document always beside me that anytime you teach me something new about a stone, I'm like, oh, I gotta write that down. Instead of, yeah, I was thinking, hey, we could go down the stuff for me, and that would be for parents, and that's great, but. Let's focus a little bit on the kids, because your kids are all different personalities and mine.
Yeah.
So with these stones, basically they have different energy properties and they somehow help to block emotions and feelings. So when you are somebody that does feel the emotions of others, and you can feel it in different ways too, it helps to block that. But then we also have other ones that help with like calming, that help with anxiety, that help with all kinds of things. So
sure.
Let's actually go through your kids. Your kids weren't all on board in this at the start. Some weren't. So I think let's go with who was on board first and what did they want or need to help them?
Okay. So the first person that was on board from day one was my daughter. She's 12. She is highly intuitive. She's an empath, which means that she absorbs energy. She feels emotions from others that are not hers. So sadness, anger, frustration, anxiety, things like that. So for her, we put an obsidian bracelet. She is not a jewelry person, which is crazy because I have a jewelry business. So she can literally walk into my office and grab whatever she wants and wear it. But she will not wear earrings, necklaces, bracelets. She does wear her obsidian bracelet regularly, and she notices the difference when she's not wearing it. So we started her off with that. Then my eldest, he's 60 now, but he was never on board. He's a very science math guy. So, you know, like in the box thinking. So we put a carnelian bracelet on for him. Carnelian is very good for creativity, for thinking outside the box, it's like a little cheerleader that says, yes, you can do it. You can be more imaginative. You can color outside the lines, things like that. So he notices the difference when he wears it. So he's also not a jewelry person. So at the beginning, he was kind of resistant, but then he started wearing it and he notices the difference now. So he's been wearing it every day now for, I would say, 2 years.
Because last week when we were out, he was noticing it's getting tight because he keeps
it on. Yes.
Yeah, he's had it on for so long that it needs to be resized.
Yes. So he actually told me to resize it. He also wears citrine, which I think I made for you as well. So citrine helps him with abundance. It helps him it brings joy. It's like a sunshine on his wrist. He wears obsidian as well. It helps him not to get frustrated and pick up other people's frustration and anxiety. But then he also wears a lava bracelet, which I really like. He puts an essential oil on it. So lava bracelet, it has many purposes. So for one, it has a calming effects of the essential oil. He puts a lavender one on, but then it also has a texture. So anytime he feels like he needs to fidget with something, he plays with his lava bracelet. So that helps him calm. And then it's also, he is a guy that needs routine and structure and schedule. So it's a routine for him to wake up in the morning, put his lava bracelet on, put the essential oil on it. So it gets him into that routine. So that's my eldest. My younger two, they were young when we got into this. They are almost 10 and then the other one's 11. So they were pretty young. So they were choosing bracelets based on colors. Interestingly, they both were choosing tiger's eye, which helps with courage. It helps overcome fears. And if you know the younger two there and you know them really well, they take time to open up to people. Do you want to tell them about the rock climbing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so rock climbing, my kids rock climb, and we got your daughter into rock climbing because mm-hmm. she didn't have her own sport on her own that she could do. And then she went home and told the other kids, and they're like, we have to try this.
Yeah.
But they were so scared and terrified of heights.
Yeah.
And they did it. They came to rock climbing.
Yeah.
And they were flying up these walls eventually in the first time that they tried it.
Yeah. Which shocked me because that's mm-hmm. not them. That's not their norm. And just towards the end, I think I was just so shocked that I didn't notice until the end when I was looking at their wrist and they're both wearing their tiger's eye bracelet, mm-hmm. which it's just amazing how these things work.
And they wore it on purpose. Like they knew they were scared.
Oh, yes, for sure.
They knew they were scared. So they put them on.
For sure.
So that they can. And I did say that to one of the kids too. I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so proud of you. You did this. You conquered a huge fear. They go, well, I had my bracelet on. That's what they said to me.
Yeah. And the younger two, they are into jewelry. So they have a whole bunch of gemstone bracelets in their drawers. And they have bracelets they have green aventurine for good luck. They have agate for grounding. They have obsidian. They have pyrite for abundance. So they have all these bracelets and they know what each one is for. And it was just interesting to me that they picked out the tiger's eye bracelets without me telling them, without them asking. That's what they were drawn to on the day that they were going rock climbing. So, and it really helped them. It was shocking to me that there was no fear.
Well, they had the fear.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes.
We conquered it.
Yeah, for sure.
It was so amazing watching them. So amazing. And so, yeah, that's your four kids. And then I have my two.
Yeah.
So I have one that is very similar to your older child in that everything mm-hmm. is black and white. It needs to be proven. There is no woohoo stuff.
Yes.
And so he is still resistant and he struggled sleeping. And I was like, oh, can I just put this hemolite just under your, it's hemolite, right?
Howlite.
Howlite. I knew I was saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Can we just put this howl light under your pillow.
Just a small piece.
I'm like, yeah, can I just put this under your pillow? He goes, no. He goes, then you're forcing your beliefs on me. Yeah. I don't want this forced on me. I'm like,
yeah, that's true.
You better not lose my trust on you by putting this under my pillow when I can't see. Like, yeah. So that is my yeah. one child.
Yeah.
It's not for him until maybe one day, but I know he really does look up to your oldest son. So
yes.
It's
and that's okay. You know, we got into this in our late, you know, I don't want to mention my age, but you know,
I'm a four with a career. We are not young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you got into this later in life where it wasn't something that you had believed in either. It was completely not your world.
Exactly. I mean, it was my ancestors' world, but my parents didn't believe in it. So they mm-hmm. are very black and white. So they didn't teach this. So, I mean, you know, my ancestors would believe in like moon cycles and all those things, but we didn't. So mm-hmm. I got into this later on. So yeah, it may not be his time right now.
Right. Exactly. And you know, with him, the more that you force anything with him,
yeah.
the more that he will resist.
Oh, for sure. For
so
sure.
I've just left it. But my other son, the quiet, calm yeah. that everybody, yeah. like, he's so yeah. quiet and calm. He is, although a little bit like your older son in that he's very, it's that creative part. Whenever in school, yeah. so he had actually been really struggling with, he's doing a computer applications class, which you would not mm-hmm. think like, oh my gosh, creativity is going to be hard in a computer applications class, right?
Yeah.
Asking him to like create a slide deck and which he can do all of the technical pieces of it very easily, but sure. because it's so vague, create a slide yeah. deck on this one thing. He's like, he was freaking out. How could he do it? And all of the projects that they were doing, he was going super slow on all of them.
Yeah. yeah.
Until you had told me that for your oldest, you had that, it's the orange stone, I think, right?
The carnelian, yes.
Carnelian. Yeah. And so we made him a carnelian bracelet. I'm like, mm-hmm. I need a full bracelet. Cause sometimes this is what you've told me too, is that, no, I think it's a mix of carnelian tiger's eye, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because another thing for him, when I start diving into a lot of this is for him, he gets stuck on starting things.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the tiger's eye too, it's giving him more courage. Yes. He's also such yeah. a quiet kid that doesn't have a yes. voice.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think he's actually been standing up to his brother a little more since he's been wearing it.
Oh, wow.
Kind of interesting. So yeah, we mixed the carnelian and the tiger's eye, I think, in that one bracelet. I'm not sure because he's got three bracelets now. And after that, he started noticing that he started going easier through those projects in mm-hmm. his computer application
oh, wow, yeah.
stuff. Because he's always struggled with art or anything that's abstract.
Yes.
Yeah. Struggle, and that carnelian has brought that ability to be a little more creative with that.
Yes.
And it was after he got that bracelet that he actually made up a whole Minecraft game that is Pokemon cards.
Oh, wow.
Pokemon, but he created all of these Minecraft cards to mimic a Pokemon trading card game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he created them all in Canva, created all the images, did all this. And now he's got all of his yeah. friends playing it. They're all printing off all these cards and playing it. And that was only after getting that bracelet. And this is a kid that didn't do anything creative before that.
Yeah. And that's why they call carnelian the artist's stone. Because yeah. it gives the creative ideas. And not only that, but it gives you that self-esteem where it says it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. You know, you don't have to, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. You can look outside. So mm-hmm. it's such a great bracelet.
Yeah. And then for him as well, he has obsidian.
Yes.
Because he does take in other people's energies for sure. Yes. When he walks in a room, he feels them. And then he's got one other, and I can't remember. I don't know. I'm checking my document. I'm not sure what it is either. I'd have to ask him.
Was it the citrine?
Yes, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. So it was the citrine. It was, and that's such a great gemstone as well. And that my eldest has that one as well. So I think the only bracelet that your child is missing from my eldest stack is the lava.
Yeah, and that'd be but interesting.
Otherwise, they have the exact same bracelets,
yeah.
which is interesting because they have similar personalities.
In some ways?
In some
your
ways,
oldest yeah. is either similar to both of my kids in different ways.
Yes.
The one
is yes.
competitive, very black and white.
Oh, yeah.
The other one is the quiet, struggling with the creativity. Yes. Yeah.
yeah,
that's fascinating.
Yeah,
and it has been, and he will not take them off. Like, sorry, that's not true because he takes them off at night to charge them, which we need to teach
yes.
people as well.
Yes.
So, with these bracelets, they do take in people's energies,
yes.
some of them. and they need to give you energies. So you need to clear the energies of others and you need to recharge them.
Yes.
Like I know I used to do it by like somebody had told me, oh, you get this one rock. I think it's a quartz. I've got it right up here. Actually, this was the quartz that somebody had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a pretty one.
But the thing with this is I still have to like keep putting it in, I think, the moon every cycle to charge it.
Yes.
And that was too much for my brain to do.
Was it?
I keep doing this to go charge it. So I wasn't doing that. And so you taught me a much easier way to charge and recharge.
Yeah. So you grabbed the selenite from me. Selenite is great because it charges itself. So yeah, you throw all your bracelets on there. If you have any loose gemstones, you throw those on there as well. So every night before I go to bed, I'll take off my stack. I'll throw it on my selenite. Yep. Yeah.
So I have my plate here too. I have a bowl. Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. And then you throw those on there, you go to sleep, and then in the morning it did its job. You grab it and put it back on your wrist. So I have a raw piece on my windowsill. My eldest has a plate. My daughter has like a moon-shaped. They come in different shapes and sizes. There are wands that people will use to clear the energy on themselves. So selenite is such a great gemstone for that.
And I didn't even realize. So I just have it on my desk all the time with my gemstones on it. So at night I put them there before I go to sleep and they charge overnight. And then at night I take I have a howlite bracelet, but my other son has howlite like rocks he puts under his bed. Yeah. I have like my amethyst beside my bed as well.
Yeah.
And you then
must be getting good sleep with your amethyst there.
Yeah. Right. So to help, you told me about that. I'm like, oh, I'm putting this one beside my bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been teaching me all about the different ones for sleep. Because you said, too, that your husband slept on your side of the bed. I guess your kids were sick, so you were closer to the door in order to run to the
bed. Yeah.
Does not wake up.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah. Hour. Yeah. And you said it was the best sleep he's ever had. And you're like,
well, yeah,
I've got all this stuff on my bedside table.
Yeah, because we never switch sides. He always has one side and I have the other side. And that night we happened to switch. And he woke up the next morning and he was telling me, he was like, I had the best sleep ever. I was like, well, yeah, my whole night table's filled. I sleep right beside the window and there's selenite right by the window. So it's he really felt the powers of the gemstones.
Mm-hmm. So he also in his office, because he's got a very stressful job.
Yeah.
Well, he loves it. It's not like stressful in the way that he doesn't love it. It's just that what his actual job does is stressful and it does take in a lot of energies.
Yes.
And so he has actually placed some larger rocks, I think. Is that correct?
Yes. So he has a huge raw piece of obsidian, which blocks any negative energies. And then he has this huge piece of pyrite, which is, it's this really pretty gold stone, which is for abundance and money. And he's noticed the difference since he's put it. Yes, you have the bracelet.
So this one here, right? So this is my stack from you. If everyone was watching this video, this is my stack from Christina, is all of this. But this one here is the pyrite, I think, right?
Pyrite, yeah. I have one on my stack. It's such a great stone for entrepreneurs, for people who work with, like, in banking and anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's it too. Like, so I have this stack. So you moved me from everything that was grounding, which is interesting that you say that, because when I did get it, it was when I was in full burnout and I felt like I was really struggling a lot. And I was struggling to stay calm then. Mm-hmm. And I was struggling to, I always felt like there was this little, I guess, flutter or shake inside me that was always like this nervous energy all the time. So I guess it does make sense that I did used to have that, but in working through all of those things myself, that's made a difference. So now you've helped me, like, I think we started off when I was speaking in Puerto Rico to a whole bunch of tech CEOs or people that have exited these big tech companies. And I was like freaking.
Yeah.
And you gave me stones to help me to stay grounded and calm and to keep in my power.
Yes.
And to not pull in other people's energies, which is a big one for me. Like when I used to go speak, I remember Oh my gosh, I remember speaking in front of 500 police female officers.
Oh,
And
wow.
when I came out of there, I struggled to drive home. I just felt this weight of this energy. And I now know that it was because I
Oh,
take on all the energies.
for sure. Yeah.
And like I told you, I wear these bracelets every day because
Yeah.
I find going into stores,
Yeah.
neighbors, I take on people's energies. And I didn't realize how much that related to my stress,
Yeah.
that I notice a difference because I track all my stats and data. But when I wear them, I do notice a difference that when I don't wear them and I'm out in public, my stress monitor marks that I do take in less stress.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that's
Yeah.
science data, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
what I love doing. So you gave me things for, yeah, for creativity, for control. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, so you have the pyrite for abundance and money, which is great for you because you're an entrepreneur. But then you also have your labradorite, which is such a great stone for empaths.
Yeah.
It helps block anybody's emotions that are, that are affecting you.
Yeah, and that's where we might find with our kids. So, I know my one son was like this in kindergarten, where there was this child that his parents were going through a divorce, and he was really struggling, really struggling. And he would like poke and antagonize. But even without him poking and antagonizing, if my son would stand beside him, he'd be like, "Mom, it feels like there's this basketball bouncing inside me." And in that, and I'd be like, "Okay, go over to this other girl." I'm like, she's got this grounding energy. I was like, "Go stand beside her," and he would notice a difference. So if you notice that, like, your child is walking into, goes into a room and totally picks up the energies of the room, or even with you and your spouse, if one of you is in a bad day and you find that your child starts getting angry or upset and
Oh, for
feeding,
sure. For
they're
sure.
probably picking up your energies. Like, we don't actually, sometimes we're not even aware as to how much energy we pick up or that our kids pick up.
For sure.
And if we start noticing, if they change their moods when they do walk in a room, when there are certain things going on in a room,
Yes.
then that's where like a child may really benefit from something that helps block those energies.
For sure, for sure. And we do the clearing as well, which also helps a lot. So on the weekends we'll clean the house and then we'll do the Palo Santo. So that clears any stagnant air, anything that's, yes, exactly. Yeah. So that has also helped a lot.
So my one son struggles with the smell of this, so I do it when
It
he's not
is
home or when the windows are open.
strong. Yeah.
But yeah, I just light the end of this wood and go in all the corners and everything of the house after it's cleaned and get rid of all of the energies and stuff. And
Yeah, but it also
even,
brings in positive energy, which is great.
yeah, I find too, like, I used to think, oh, it's like PMSing or got this one day of the month. And if I am off, if I'm in the office and I'm like, I cannot focus, I can't do, I'll just light this up and just kind of do it a little bit over my office area and over me. And I find that it does clear my head.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And you'll notice the difference right away.
Which to me seems so weird because I'm like, okay, I'm like burning this stick, do this.
I know, I know.
It is when you come from this background where you're like, okay, things are science. So I totally get my one son and your other son too, right? But the more that I experience it and the more that I've seen it, like I would get one from you and I'd be like, hey, another. And you're like, just gonna get.
I know.
But it is, it's like, it really does make a difference.
Yeah. And so I have the bracelet version. So if I'm out and about, so for example, we do a lot of rescue events. So
Dog
if I start,
rescues.
yes, dog rescues. So if I'm adding up energy from, anxious dogs or fearful dogs, I'll smell the Palo Santo bracelet on myself and it just instantly it grounds me. So
Oh,
that has
really?
also helped. Yeah.
So let's say there's a kid with anxiety. What would you suggest for a kid with anxiety?
I would probably, if they are okay with scents, I would do the lava bracelet. We don't sell the essential oils, but there are lots of amazing vendors that sell pure essential oils. So I would pick up something like a lavender and then put that on the lava bracelet. I would start there. Agate is very grounding. I always have my agate bracelet on me. yeah, I think those are the ones. Amethyst is very good. We've had customers buy that for panic attacks and anyone who works in anxious work settings. Yeah, those are my top favorites, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And then for a child that, well, we've talked about with the creativity or kind of being in a box.
Carnelian, for sure. Carnelian, yeah. Citrine, anything colorful, like even a fiery agate, which is like a orange, it's a deep orange red color. Anything in those colors, it invokes that like fiery feeling that, you know, that it just makes you think outside the box. It makes you bring out your creative pants.
And then we talked about tiger's eye.
Yes.
Or tiger's eye would be for?
For strength and courage, for overcoming fears.
Yeah. So would that do well with the lava bracelet and tiger's eye for a child that has anxiety or?
Yeah, that would work.
But not as, because I'm thinking it would give them the courage, but also then they would have the lava bracelet and the lavender yes. anxiety.
Yes, I would do that. And the great thing is that we do a lot of customized bracelets. So we'll do half and half bracelets or mm-hmm. like even like your stack. They're not, each bracelet's not the full gemstone by itself. So we have even little charms that kids have added on that, and they'll say like even the little charm gives them a little bit of relief. Like for example, a butterfly or something that represents something to you that tells you to say, you know what? It's okay. You've got this, you know, mm-hmm. We have little lockets where kids will put a photo of a parent or a grandparent or their dog. And they'll say, you know, anytime I'm feeling anxious, I always open up the locket and I look and it just instantly brings me down. So it's, you know, it's there's so many different things for different people. Oh. So for some people, it's the scent. For some people, it's the texture of the bracelet. Like I said, with my eldest, it's the lava bracelet that gives him that tactile, like it gives them something to fidget with, which helps. And then for some people it's sight. So it's photos or parents have put a little note in the locket to say, you know, don't worry, you got this. Or especially on big days like test days or competition days or, you know, any big days, especially.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. And so if you have a child too, where it's their animal is a really big part of them, to have that animal at school as well on that locket.
Yes. Yes. And then some adults have said, you know, a bear is my spirit animal and you know, each animal has a different meaning. So wherever you are in your journey, whichever animal speaks to you, people will put a charm on, or you get all sorts of requests. Like we've had cardinals. People have asked for cardinals on their bracelet, which is, you know, a symbol of someone from the spirit world is visiting you. So that has given them instant calm. So it just depends what resonates with you.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so interesting. All right. So in talking about this, hopefully people are seeing like how this has helped my kids, your kids. I mean, that's why we got into this too, is because it helped you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And then I was like, ooh, you know.
For sure.
So is there anything that we haven't mentioned so far in the gemstones and how they can help our kids, or have we covered most of it?
I think we've covered most of it. I mean, and the thing too is if your child is not willing to put on the gemstone, but don't force it, you know, because it does, the gemstones also work with your intention, right? So you do have to set your intention before you wear it, or you do have to believe in it. So I wouldn't force it, but you know, always speak to them about it. And like with my little kids, they were too young, but they resonate, like they chose bracelets based on colors and it just ended up being the gemstone that they needed at the time of their life, or, you know, on the day that they needed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I've been told, is you kind of go around and you feel which one yes. is pulling your energy, which I never understood.
Yes. And so what we do is when we do a market, so we have something called the bracelet bar, which customers have named for us. It's a table full of bracelets and we always do it in the rainbow order. And when customers come and say, you know what, I'd like a gemstone bracelet, but I don't even know where to start. So what we usually say is, you know what, close your eyes, put your hand over the table and slowly go over it. Some customers have said they feel a heat. Some customers have said that they feel something pulling at them. And when they feel that, they'll open up their eyes. And then we have little information cards that go with each bracelet. So I'll tell them, you know, read the card, see if you resonate with it. And they'll read the card and like, wow, like this is exactly what I need. So, mm-hmm. you know, it really does work. Or we have customers who will come and they'll have a whole list of bracelets that they want. They'll be like, my mom or my wife or my girlfriend told me pick up this bracelet. And I'll give it to them and they'll wear it on. And they're like, you know what, something's off. I don't feel like this is the bracelet for me. So we'll start a conversation and they'll chat about where they are. And, you know, they're looking for a new job or they've just moved out and they feel they need something that feels like home. And so I'll suggest a couple of bracelets like I did with you. And I said, so there are three bracelets or four bracelets. You try each one on and see which you feel like you need, and you'll feel it instantly, you know. And so they'll say, yes, this is the winner, let's go with this one. And it's interesting because sometimes they'll walk away with a stack that wasn't even mentioned on the list, like it wasn't even close to what their list was. They'll just Google things and say, well, Google tells me I need these bracelets. Turns out that's not really what they were looking for. So it's interesting.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting. And yeah, all of the pictures. So on your Instagram is where you have gorgeous pictures of your tables at your shows and yes. all of your gemstones and stuff too. It's all there.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I think we did forget to mention too is the right hand and the left hand. So what's the difference yeah. between that?
So the right hand, it's giving, and then the left hand is receiving. So for example, I wear my protection stack on my left hand because I need that for myself. I will wear agate on my right hand to help my kids or the rescue dogs that we're working with. It helps ground them. I will wear citrine on my right hand because I want to give joy. I want to give a little bit of sunshine to my kids or to, you know, whoever I'm with that day. So yes, so the right hand is giving and then the left hand is receiving.
Yeah. And so for me, working with my clients, I always have rose quartz.
Yes.
On my right hand so that I can be giving that love and support.
Self-love. And yes, exactly.
Yeah. To my clients and also to my kids and yes, stuff as well. Sure. So I always have that on my right hand, but there are days where I'm going through stuff and I'm like, nope, that's going on my left because I need to give myself the love and support today.
Yes. I'm going to yeah. do me today.
Right.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
yeah, I'll switch my hands with that one as well. Amazing. All right. This has been super helpful. And I think just, yeah, I know for me, I've been so excited to have you on because there is never like one solution for everything. And
for
this
sure.
is a piece of the puzzle. Like we still have to help kids learn how to like manage their emotions and
oh,
do
for
all
sure.
things. But these for bracelets sure. have made a difference with my kids, with your kids, with myself, with yourself that, yeah.
For really- sure. And so this is just a tool. Like we mm-hmm. use a lot of breath work. We use a lot of essential oils in our home. And so this is just another tool
yeah.
which has helped us.
Absolutely. And though it really, for me, I think for somebody who takes on energies.
Yes.
Hugely important for me because it really does block the other people's energies. And until I found the gemstones, I didn't have anything that could do it. And they drained me.
Yeah.
I'd feel
oh,
them.
For sure.
I didn't like going out in public as much. And now I'm good going out into bigger groups and stuff. So it really for does sure. make a difference.
For sure. And especially with children, they're sponges, right? So mm-hmm. some kids don't pick up as much energy, but some kids are, they'll take everybody's energy. And that's what we notice with our daughter, where she'll pick up my energy, she'll pick up my husband's, you know. So the obsidian bracelet has really helped her. Labradorite is also a very good one, but she resonated with the black rather than the gray, so she'll wear that all the time. And she has a little evil eye bead in there as well.
Yeah, so the evil eye does what?
So the evil eye as well, it blocks any energies and it blocks any ill thoughts, or like it doesn't even have to be ill thoughts, but things like where people will tell her like, oh, you have this gorgeous, beautiful long hair, or you're so creative. Like she has her own small business and people will come up to her at a market and it's like, you are so creative. So sometimes thoughts can also translate into things where she'll get, you know, headaches, or when she gets home and she's overwhelmed and she doesn't like attention. So when she gets a lot of attention, it's she feels a difference. So the evil eye really helps her with that. It helps her block any energy that she doesn't want to take on.
Yeah. And my son has an evil eye on his obsidian.
He does, yeah. As well. I think we all do, right?
Yeah. I have it on my rose quartz on the right. So I maybe need to get one on my left hand stack.
But, yeah.
Yeah. For sure. No, it really makes a difference. Amazing. It does. All right. So as you said earlier, like you do kids jewelry too, kids parties. I know like you were doing Taylor Swift bracelets during the Taylor Swift concert here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doing a show when people were coming by.
Taylor kept us busy.
Yes. And then, so you have the kids line you do. I think it was the other day you were saying you had like 100 bracelets being ordered for somebody's birthday party.
Yeah. Like, so we sell out of little kids shops. We sell out of, we're at a kids spa. We do a lot of markets. Right now, Wicked is keeping us busy. So we do a lot of personalized Wicked bracelets. Mm. So it just depends what... Frozen kept us busy for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, but the kids bracelets are just fun. Like they're all plastic, right? So it's just fun, colorful, like rainbows kept us busy as well. So it's just, I love all the colors and I love it's definitely not my past career where in law, it was, there was no room for creativity. It was,
right.
You know, it was just a lot of in the box type stuff. Yeah. So I am enjoying a lot of this creativity and just being me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got that one side that is the kid side, and then you got the other side that is the gemstones.
Yes.
And so are both of those. So your Instagram is Buy Some Love.
So Buy Some Love is for the kids. I do have an Instagram for the gemstones. I don't, just with, you know, my a chaotic life, I don't have time to update it all, but it's Phoenix Gems. That's what the gemstone company is called.
Okay. So I will put both of those links in the show notes.
Okay.
So that we know that the one is for the kids and the one is for gemstones. If anybody has questions, I know you're at a show coming up as well. This is airing in June.
Yes.
So you have a show.
We have the Gem Expo coming up. It's the last weekend of July, and that will be downtown at the Hyatt Regency.
And that's downtown Toronto.
Yes. It's two huge rooms of crystals and gemstones and healers and psychics. It's just, so that event happens 3 times a year. And that's one of our favorite events that we look forward to.
Is that the event that was happening during the Taylor Fist?
Yes.
Yeah, so and then too. Yeah, because you do them. I mean, the summer you're pretty much somewhere almost every weekend as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And
for
then between your daughter selling all of her crocheted.
Yeah, between my kids' line markets, my gemstone markets, and then my daughter does her crochet markets. And then we have rescue markets that we volunteer for. So yeah, every weekend we're somewhere in a different city sharing our knowledge and love and
yeah, all over Toronto, the GTA. Okay. So people can definitely find you on your Instagram. We'll put those links down below.
For sure.
And yeah, and thank you.
If you're local, the Gem Expo is definitely the place to go and visit and talk to other people who probably know more than me, but you can, you know, network with other people. It's such a great event to learn as well.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And it's kid friendly. So definitely, you know, it's an interesting place for kids as well.
Okay. So we will put the link for that Gem Expo if people want to actually come and see you live as well, but they can also find out through your social media.
Yes.
For sure. All of that. Okay. So we'll just leave them the social media and they can find all of that on your social media.
For sure.
And that's it. All right. Thank you so much. We've been trying to do this forever, but with you and your four kids and all of their sports and activities and our
schedule. I know. And then we see each other regularly, like 2 to 3 times a week, but it was just finding a spot where we could both sit down and really chat without all the background noise.
Right? Yeah. No, this has been amazing. I've been wanting to do this forever. So thank you so much for bringing your brilliance to this. And yeah, I'll definitely be seeing you next time our kids get together.
For sure. For sure.
All right. Thank you, everybody. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely give us a like or subscribe to this podcast and share it with somebody else. All of the information for Christina will be in the show notes, mine as well, if you would like to work with me one-on-one or in the support circle. Those links are in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode.